This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Coppin State University traces its roots back 115 years to a one-year teacher training course preparing African-American elementary school teachers for the classroom. From there, Coppin grew in Baltimore. In 1938, it began granting Bachelor's of Science degrees and was named Coppin Teachers College. Nearly 30 years later, it gave out its first Bachelor of Arts degrees and was renamed Coppin State College. In 2004, it became Coppin State University. In recent years, Coppin State has struggled with financial management, poor graduation rates, and low morale. In 2012, Coppin's faculty voted no confidence in then-President Reginald Avery. He resigned. An interim president has led the school since 2013, but as of July 1st, the historically black university has a new leader, Maria Thompson, formerly the provost and vice president for academic affairs at the State University of New York at Oneonta. She's the first woman to head the school, and she joins me now to talk about her plans. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
Before your post at SUNY, you were an administrator at Tennessee State University, an historically black institution in Nashville, and that's also where you did your undergraduate work, right?
Correct.
So how has your background and experience prepared you for your new job at Coppin?
Well, attending an HBCU like Coppin that's in the middle of the city, not far from the downtown, I got to see firsthand what an exciting backdrop for teaching and learning an urban area is. So having attended that college, it set for me, in my mind, what an excellent educational experience is. Being in the middle of the city, being where there's arts, there's commerce, there are people living. I can't think of a more exciting place to live and learn.
And you stress not just that it's an HBCU, but urban.
Correct.
You are located not far from the center of unrest after Freddie Gray's death, not far from Penn North. What role can Coppin State play in healing that area?
Well, I believe in the transformative power of education. And if we stay true to our mission, if we continue to focus on excellent educational experiences for the individuals who receive that excellent education can transform their families, the community, the city, the nation. It all starts with an excellent educational experience for individuals.
I assume you were pretty far toward making a decision, or maybe had already accepted the job.
No.
When the unrest happened.
It was happening at the same time.
Walk us through your thinking process.
Well, first of all, where you have humans, you have challenges. And I am not one to step away from a challenge. So Coppin State is an HBCU. I'm a product of an HBCU. It's in an urban area. I was educated in an urban area. I just saw an opportunity. And then there are other innate strengths, which are secret weapons that I'll keep to myself for now. But if others knew what I know, they would want to be at Coppin State as well. And over time, that will be revealed.
What you know about yourself or what you know
about
Coppin State?
What I know about Coppin State, the people there, the strengths there of some of the it's a great team of people, a great team of people, and people who are absolutely dedicated and love the institution.
But Coppin still faces a lot of problems. What do you intend to focus on first?
I will focus on talking and learning from the people. As you emphasized in the beginning of this interview, I've been on campus less than a week, and I've yet to have the opportunity to meet with everyone. So I am looking forward to talking to the faculty, the students, and the staff about what we can do as a team to move Coppin forward.
I'm sure you're aware of the committee report analyzing President Freeman Hrabowski of UMBC, University of Maryland Baltimore County, chaired, looking at what Coppin's challenges are, what it needs to do next. He sort of laid out, or that committee laid out, an agenda. What of that strikes you as being your priorities?
Well, some of the things you mentioned about graduation rates, certainly, we will address. As you know, because it's in the news these days, graduation rates are typically reported only for the first-time full-time freshmen. And we have the privilege at Coppin at serving students other than first-time full-time freshmen. The average age of our students around 28 to 29 years old. And so therefore, they are not included in those numbers, but they are very successful. So adult learners is a large part of what who we serve on our campus.
And that was one of the recommendations of the Hrabowski Committee was to recruit more mature adult transfer students. Does that strike you as a good idea? And if so,
certainly.
How would you like to do that?
Certainly. One of the ways that we're beginning to reach out is through online learning, because these are students who have families, they have jobs, and they may not be able to be on campus as much as they would like. So with the use of technology, you can reach out, create community, and educate. And that's what we will be working on with our IT infrastructure and our academic staff.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Maria Thompson, who took over as president of Coppin State University last Wednesday. Let's drill down into that, the graduation rates. As you mentioned, first-time, full-time freshman students who entered Coppin in 2010, the way the rates are usually looked at. Those who entered in 2010, 6% of them graduated in 4 years, which is actually up from 3% graduation rate for the class that entered in 2007. It still lags far behind other schools in Maryland's university system, where the average four-year graduation rate for first-time, full-time students who started in 2010 was 42%. So how do you think Coppin got to this state, and how do you intend to address that?
Well, that's one thing we're going to do is to use data and drill down and look at the students who are successful on our campus at graduating within what is considered for the typical time of 4 to 6 years. So working with other people in the system, we're going to drill down, take a look at the students who are graduating on our campus within 4 to 6 years. And from there, that should lead us to some answers on how to scale that up.
Because, I mean, obviously one of the dimensions is what it costs these students who are not successful at Coppin State. The cost of attending Coppin State is relatively low. It'll be around $7,300 next year. But many Coppin students come from low-income families. They take out loans to attend college, and many of them default on these loans. The Wall Street Journal published an analysis last month that found that 22.5% of Coppin students had defaulted on their loans within 3 years of beginning to pay them back in 2011. That's among the highest percentages in the country. So most Coppin freshmen don't graduate within 4 years or even 6 years. If they take out loans, a significant percentage of them can't pay them back. Is Coppin State a good choice for a high school senior considering his options about what to do next?
Well, if the state of Maryland is going to have 55% of its citizens as college graduates, I believe there's a place for students at every kind of institution. And I do believe Coppin State is a good option. We have excellent programs, dedicated faculty, state-of-the-art facilities. So in the larger scheme of things, looking at those specific numbers, I would see where there could be some concern, and certainly we take those numbers seriously. However, looking at serving the state of Maryland and helping to expand the number of students who have college degrees, there is a place for someone at Coppin. Different students are attracted to different types of institutions.
Help me understand better the case for Coppin State. If I'm a graduate of a Baltimore public school, limited family finances, maybe my academic achievement up to graduation from high school hadn't been all that great, why would I turn to Coppin as opposed to, say, community college?
Well, there's a different environment. We have older students there. We have graduate programs there. You can't underestimate the value of having juniors and seniors and graduate students, along with the faculty, serve as mentors for students. There's value in that.
And what, a year from now, would you most like people to say about your first year?
That the potential that everyone knew was there at Coppin State is being realized.
We'll leave it there. I hope you'll come back and talk to us about it. Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you.
Maria Thompson. She took over as president of Coppin State University on July 1st. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, the life of African-American track star Wilma Rudolph, who ran to Olympic gold in 1960. Stay with us on 88.1.